I'm Laurie Schweikert. My husband Rick and I moved here in the 70s, and we're residents at 12 Summer Street, and we own a business at 27 East Main Street in Searsport. In 1983, we opened the Grasshopper Shop in downtown Bangor, Maine, and 5 years later, because we always had a desire to live near water, we invested in a summer camp in Searsport. We spent from that time on all our summers here with our three children, and we would commute back and forth to Bangor to our business. We spent most days off year-round winterizing and improving our property, and we fell in love with the area, and we came up with a long-term plan to hopefully semi-retire here as soon as possible. Well, that took about 29 years, but we finally were able to. We also encouraged our parents to relocate to Searsport, and they became our neighbors. In 2004, we decided to take a chance and open a Grasshopper Shop in downtown Searsport because we were hoping to offer more retail options to Searsport area residents. We sold our home in Bangor in 2006 and moved here permanently. And then we commuted until 2011 when we finally sold our business in Bangor, our property there, and moved here permanently. Our store here in Searsport has been open year-round for 9 years. It's a tourism-enhanced business that has employed more than 15 local area residents. We have provided some teens with their first work experience and have employed all ages, including senior citizens. Our employees are local and spend their wages in local communities, primarily in Searsport. The most common question we were asked when we opened was, "Will you stay open year-round?" That was something that we wanted to be able to do. July and August are our busiest and our profitable months, followed by September and December. These 4 months allow us to remain open year-round and to pay our employees. We did not select our Searsport location because we felt it would be highly profitable, rather because we came to love Searsport area and we wanted to give something back to the community. We felt we had the retail experience to make the store a success. After we opened our Main Street location in an empty bottle redemption center, a coffee shop and a bookstore quickly filled in the other empty adjacent storefronts. Many have asked and still ask why we didn't open in Belfast, which is a bigger community and would be more profitable. The answer is that we are committed to the Searsport community and will remain committed until it becomes financially unfeasible. Any decrease in tourism would have a major impact on our ability to stay open year-round and ultimately to be open in Searsport at all. I think a lot of people in the community really appreciate the fact that we're open year-round. They can come get a card. They can come get a gift. Some of you are customers. Some of your family members are customers. Most of you are familiar with our store. Many of the customers that we meet in the summer, and we're friendly and we chat with almost everybody that comes in, come here to escape industrialized areas and enjoy the beauty of Penobscot Bay and the Mid-Coast. Quite often, customers who have not been here before comment on the exquisite beauty of the Mid-Coast and how fortunate we are to live here. I readily agree with them. I feel blessed to be able to live near Penobscot Bay. Many inquire about rentals and housing costs. Others say that they are looking into some way to find a way to retire here. This past year, many have inquired about the tank and asked for more information. This is partly due because I hung a small poster in our window that shows the size of the proposed tank to known landmarks. And there's a copy for each of you in your packet. It looks like this. And the reason I put that together is because it's really hard to visualize how large this tank is going to be. So you'll see on that, I researched a lot of landmarks in Maine, and for example, let's see, the Bangor standpipe is, the tank is 27 feet higher than that and 115 feet wider in diameter. It's only 3 feet shorter than the Union Street Church in Bangor, which you come into Bangor, it's on the left. It's 140 feet from the ground to the top of the steeple, and that's the highest steeple in Maine. Our state house in Augusta is only 14 feet higher than the proposed megatank. This summer, I have watched our customers' enthusiasm for the area dissolve from their faces when they learned about the possibility of the tank. Many customers, locals, tourists, and summer residents are shocked that Searsport would consider a project that would blight the Searsport landscape and place many more large trucks on Route 1. Our customers come from Searsport, the campground, the motels, and the B&Bs. Also from Belfast, Northport, Camden, Orland, Blue Hill, Surrey, Castine, Stonington, and Deer Isle, as well as former Bangor area customers. 50% of our business is during the 4 months of June to September. 65% of our sales if you throw in the May and October, what we call shoulder months. Ours is a tourist and summer resident-driven business, and they are the ones that allow us to be open year-round for the rest of our Searsport area customers. These customers from away and other areas can easily choose to drive in other directions if they are worried about truck traffic or safety. We have many instances in the store that we have heard squealing brakes of big trucks as they realize that traffic has stopped to allow a pedestrian to cross the crosswalk. And it's not that easy for them to stop that quickly. And a lot of times we're all sort of freaking out when we hear all this noise, what's going to happen. We're hoping no one's going to be harmed. We are at a tipping point. We don't need more trucks. I have no way to prove that these are the comments we have received, but we are honest people encouraging you to do what is best for our community. We are not against industrialization. We can see some of the tanks at Mack Point from our home, yet we still chose to buy here and to live here. We believe in balance of industry, small business, and ecotourism for Searsport. The mega tank project tips the balance towards heavy industry. We want to continue to live in Searsport. We don't want to live in Tankport, which is what I'm afraid our town will be called when the image of the DCP tank becomes the looming image associated with our town. I thank you for your thoughtful considerations, and Rick has a few things to add.